Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Chuck from the Deacon Five. Thank you for joining me for today's Gospel and Reflection for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026, Tuesday of Holy Week. Today, let's ponder these words of Jesus in today's Gospel, where he reminds his disciples that while they can't follow him immediately, they will follow him later. May we trust in our loving Savior's words and know that we will follow him to heaven, provided that we do our best to share in his mission to extend his love to all on earth. The Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 21 to 33, and then verses 36 to 38. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once. And it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's reflection. As I was pondering this gospel, a line struck me that I had not really thought too much about before, at least not as the one to focus on. It's this one, where Jesus said, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." That line has all sorts of depths of meaning that we can think about today. First, Jesus is speaking of his suffering and death, which the apostles all, except John, the beloved disciple, would experience in a very real way like Jesus did. He was reminding them that they would all be asked to suffer and lay down their own lives for the faith that they were taking on. Second, Jesus is speaking of his resurrection, which we celebrate again this coming weekend during the sacred Triduum. He was reminding his closest followers that they too would be raised up, no matter what happened to them on earth. And third, he is saying those same words to you and to me. We will follow after him, but not before whatever mission he has given us on earth is done. I look at it this way. Back in the early days of email, one of the things I noticed is that folks would have cute little sayings or quotes as part of their email signatures. Remember those? Anyway, so I recall one that I favored, and this was a long time ago, quite early in my own IT career. And it went like this. "I believe that God has placed each of us here for a purpose. I am so far behind, I will never die." Kind of presumptuous of me to dare to suggest such a thing, right? The point is that Jesus does invite us to follow him and to share his love as our main mission in life. Just like Peter in today's gospel, as he asks why he can't follow Jesus now, we may have that same question. His answer is that he wants us to participate in his mission of salvation for the world, here and now, so that we can do our small part of ensuring that the gospel is indeed proclaimed to every creature, and not just by our words, but by our very lives. As we walk through this Holy Week, may we be even more attentive to how God is calling each of us to follow his Son and to make him known to all. May we see that the cross truly is the triumph for each of us, in that it paid the price for us to be able to follow after Jesus through our work of sharing his love, through his death and resurrection, and ultimately to the glory of the heavenly kingdom, where we long to be with our Lord and with all the saints forever. I pray that you all have a blessed, blessed Holy Week. Action for the day. Maybe you're not feeling worthy of this amazing gift we are given. I am there with you. If that's the case, we have a chance this week prior to Holy Thursday to receive the Sacrament of Reconciliation. At St. Rita's, my home parish, that opportunity is tonight. And I encourage you, don't hesitate to approach our Lord for his pardon and strength, and then go forth to Easter with true Easter joy, and shine the light of Jesus for all to see, through Easter and beyond. Thank you for praying with us on the Deacon 5 today. I pray that your Holy Week journey is one of deepening faith and anticipating that Easter joy this coming weekend. And I hope you'll forgive me for sharing the cute little internet meme that's attached to this reflection today, courtesy of Paul Puccinelli at my parish, who always has the best jokes. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.